5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I'll see you next Tuesday.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You've just described yourself.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Oh, after a nice long weekend, yeah. We're back in the saddle.
Nice.
And I'll tell you where we are. Well, I'll tell you what we're doing first. I don't know, far away. Because we need to talk about an interesting round zero.
Yes.
Not quite the opening round, round zero.
Right, huh?
Going to pick the brains of the industry's best.
Good.
Then Guernsey Cash, 10 grand on the line.
10
I
grand.
I see some topics as well.
Yes.
And then Tommy Mitchell back end of the day.
Wow.
In from the Collingwood Football Club, of course, Premiership Magpie. And then we'll finish with a real flattening joke. That's what's coming up today.
Yes.
But
yes.
We are broadcasting today. Out of the Alex Carey Studios.
Alex Carey.
Shout up the collective dots of all the clowns that said he shouldn't be playing. The man is a superstar.
Yes.
That's what he is.
Spot on.
And he won a test match for his country.
He did.
So all of those doubting tool bags can shut the you-know-what up.
Yes.
He's our keeper, and he's going to be for a long time, and we should be bloody grateful, Fat.
Someone's up and
as
about.
I say hello to you.
Thank you, Jim. And yes, you're right. There was a bit of doubt with his scoring of late.
Yeah, and
Jim.
I'll tell you what, that was the top six not getting the job done somehow.
Yes.
Then everyone just put it on him for a lack of runs. It's not his job to make them all.
Couldn't be happier with his
superstar.
98 not out. Should have got 100, deserved 100. Well done, Alex. We'll talk about that shortly. Why are you wearing a cap, Jim?
Well, I've been on the driving range. I'll tell you what I had was the new TaylorMade QI10 driver in my hands too. Oh. My goodness.
Good?
They are ridiculous.
Wow.
Not good, ridiculous. Yeah.
You're not wearing, you're not hiding something, are you? That red hair you had over the weekend. Is that?
No, I'm not actually. Funnily enough, because I don't have red hair.
Come on, Rusty.
Yeah, exactly.
Fireball. Why are you wearing a cap with that red hair?
I'll tell you what I wouldn't be doing is going down any form of hair joke path.
Carrot, come on, Carrot.
Even if I did have red hair, it would mean that I have some.
The district. You know why I call you the district?
No.
Red light district. Simply red.
I'll laugh, Fat, when any of this is funny, especially coming from you.
Listen to old Knackers over here.
Well, this is the thing with you two. You share a desk, and I think you share other things too, because you come out with the unfunniest garbage ever, and he laughs.
Hang on, Rosie.
Like a double act.
Rosie's got something. Fanta, says Rosie.
Oh, actually, Rosie is a...
No. No, you.
Well, now you're bringing Rosie up.
You.
These are all the things you should be calling her. She's legitimately got red hair.
Hello, Raps. Right, and the girls, there's be a few around, wouldn't there?
Oh, no. Face,
yeah. With the snake. The...
What? Yeah. What a line of questioning is this?
How are you going with the female side of things, Jake?
Rose has just come and remonstrated through the glass at me.
Gave you the bird.
She did.
Mm.
Bill.
Yes.
That is a magnificent performance from Alex Carey.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of couldn't be happier for him.
Yeah.
He's a magnificent young man.
I know. We do like
we
him.
We were
here.
In all sorts of bloody trouble.
We
all
were.
Sorts, Bill. Mm.
We were up the creek
Mitch
without
Marsh,
a paddle.
Well done as well.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it in the rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Come now for
it's Billy's All Sports Report. Tyre Power's big Easter sale is now on. 25% off selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
Bill's has got sponsors coming
sponsors
from everywhere.
Top and bottom.
I think there's a sponsor later in the program too.
They're
Jimmy
sponsoring
boy.
The Wappy Tyre Power. Save on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Bill, buy three.
Get one.
Free at Tyre Power.
Well done, Tyre Power. Welcome
yes.
aboard. You'll love it.
Right.
You'll have a great ride.
Mm.
Now, well done, the Australian cricketers.
Yes.
They were in a lot of trouble. 5 for 80, ooh. Chasing 279, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Marsh and Alex Carey put on 140, batted beautifully.
Unbelievably well, yep.
And then...
Pat Cummins, hats off.
32 not yep. out. Carey up the other end. He was on 98.
And I'll tell you what was most impressive about Pat Cummins, Fat, is that you, in those situations, you have to keep the scoreboard moving. If you're allowed to get stagnant, you end up in all sorts of trouble. So credit to the captain as well as to Keza.
And Pat Cummins just hit one through point for the winning runs.
Backs against the wall, the pressure, they live for it. Popped away, Pat
Cummins hits the winning runs. Australia sweep New Zealand 2-0 in the series. That is some performance. Alex Carey, take a bow. And it is still 31 years and counting for New Zealand since their last home win against their big brothers.
Oh, poor old New Zealand cricketers. What were the crowd like, Rabs?
Oh, no. You can't be going there. Was that as they filed out?
That's it. They were. They were a bit sheepish. Because they should have won that one.
They should have.
Hey, what about the big game going on? Victoria taking on WA down here. Mm-hmm. Not at the Wacker. It's Junction. Just down here. Junction. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The winner of this game will take on Tassie in the final, Jim.
Right.
So WA batted first, made 244. Mm-hmm. Jaden Goodwin was going okay. Yes.
And coming then off 100 last game.
Victoria were all out for 144, Jim.
No.
Matt Short made 53.
Yes.
And now WA are 4 for 64. So they lead Victoria by 164 runs with 6 wickets remaining. Mm,
tight game.
Tight game, that tight one. Game, mm. Yes. The NBL playoffs, very exciting, the NBL playoffs, Jim. Of course, best of three.
Yes.
United Hawks. United won the first game, game one.
Yes.
Then the Hawks bounce back up there in Illawarra.
Yes.
So it's one all there tied up.
But back here for the third.
Back here for the third.
Yes.
And then the
Wild. Well, we don't lose.
Yeah, which is tomorrow
they
night.
Need to get Bill courtside.
Yes.
Just to start talking some trash to the Hawks.
To the Illawarra
Hawks. Get off the
Hawks.
Court fat.
Man boot. And then
who ended up being the coach of the year?
Yes.
And the other game, Wildcats taking on the Jack Jumpers. Perth won over there. Yes, they did, Bill. And then had to go to
Talking
Tassie.
Talking to himself in the rappy.
Had to go to Tassie. Tassie win that one. It's one all tied up.
Oh, there we are. With the decider being played where, Perth?
Tomorrow night. Decider back in Perth.
So Hutchie will rally the troops.
Well, you'd think it'd be Perth and Melbourne, but who would know?
Who would know,
exactly.
Right.
And well done to Melbourne Storm. It happened Friday night, but that is now 22 years in a row they've
ridiculous.
Won round one.
Ridiculous.
Against the Panthers, if you don't mind.
Unbelievable.
Wasn't one of the great games.
Doesn't matter.
8-0.
Just take the points.
Yep, exactly right. And well done to the rising star, Jimmy boy, Sydney's Matt Roberts.
Matty Roberts.
Number 34, well done. Yeah. South Australian boy.
Yes.
Had 19 disposals, so he is the rising star. But no more footy because I can see the bearded one out there.
He's ready.
He says, leave
it. He's got the suit on.
To Beaver. Oh, he's been to a very important lunch. He's
function.
No, lunch today.
Lunch?
Yeah, I saw him drinking plenty of froth.
No. Oh, right. Oh, you were there as well?
Fat was, yes.
How were you there?
I got invited.
Oh.
Got invited,
got
Jim.
No link to either mob.
Oh. Best cameras in the studio.
Cannot do it.
Damien Barrett in the studio next. It's Triple M's Rush Hour. Mick Hucknall, James Brayshaw, I should say.
Oh, rabbits. You steer away from
Come
anything
on,
here,
fan
Yours, I hear about as funny as he is.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Has he had enough?
Yeah, we've certainly had enough.
Oh, more than enough, okay.
To dissect round zero and to look forward towards round one, we have Damien Barrett in the studio.
It's time for Damien Barrett to wrap up the weekend in footy.
Bit of news kicking around purple as we welcome you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. There is.
With his positives.
We're all positive.
That's it.
18 winners in the weekend, Bill.
And negatives.
Sorry to disappoint everyone.
Oh, negative, guys.
Bad news. Tyre Power's big Easter sale is now on. 25% off selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
I'm taking a blanket over the whole show.
Tyre power.
Mm-hmm.
You need some new wheels, don't you?
I do.
Oh, nice.
That'd be you, yeah.
Well,
so what's the deal?
Big American sports car.
What's the deal?
Well, you can buy three, get one free at Tyre Power.
I want Damo to say it.
Right, you can save on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
Yep.
Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power.
There you go.
Yeah. That'll look after you, Purple. Don't worry about that.
Anyway?
How do we see round zero, Damo?
Yes.
But before I get to you, how are you going, Red Nuts?
Oh, beautiful.
You've run with a false, fake news narrative on my coloured hair that has never been coloured once in its life for 15 years, and I'm just enjoying the fact that you're now exposed for your colourings.
No, what I've done is exposed a man who worked for us called Beersy.
Who worked for us?
Yeah,
not anymore.
He's got minutes left. Has just got a little sniper as part of him. But given he's a Collingwood sort of bogan.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that this is the way he's chosen to roll, but he has bitten off way more than he's capable of chewing.
Come on, Red Rooster.
I think you might come in on top on that one, Jim, over the journey.
But don't worry, I'll be coming up on top. Now, tell us about round zero. How did you see it?
I liked it. Mm-hmm. I get why some people had reservations about it. Obviously, 8 teams played, 10 didn't. What that means for those teams in coming weeks, we'll hear from Chris Scott in a moment. But basically, it was the capturing of a weekend of real estate the AFL didn't have. They've now done that. I can't see them giving that back. And no. I just think now it's a matter of tinkering with it, making it better next year. I mean, we all discussed it over the weekend. It seems strange, though, to have Thursday, Friday, Saturday games and no Sunday, yeah, particularly with a weekend, long weekend in Melbourne. But again, little issues. I, as a Melbournean, didn't have an issue with the fact there were no Melbourne games.
I did.
Okay. What about
you? Did, yeah.
I did. I wanted a game here.
What about WA and South Australia? Because I know they're headless over there. They always tend to look, you know, inward. But they're like, well, what about the established footy states? We just start with nothing.
I get all that. And maybe the simplest way to do it is just to have a full round of footy, Jim.
just make the season 1 week long.
And spread the buys over the 2 weekends over the course of the season.
Call it round zero still?
No, you'd have to call it round one if you've got them all to play. But Chris Scott had some issues. I mean, we all know him, and we know that he's not afraid to express a view, and sometimes he knows he ruffles feathers. And he knows in saying this, as he did last night on Fox Footy, that it was going to get a reaction, and we'll get to that reaction in a minute. But this is what he said about what it did by way of an impact on the competition.
I think the bigger compromise is that those teams get 2 byes compared to every other team. And if you ask the players, and this has gone on for a long time, the Players Association pushed the AFL to bring back the 2 buys, and the answer was always there was no time. But now they've found the time. That's the frustrating part. And like, compromise sometimes gets a bad rap. Like, sometimes you need to compromise for the greater good. So, and that could be the case in this situation. My point is, just don't pretend it's not a compromise. Of course it is.
So I like listening to Chris. makes his point, softens it, and then finishes with a strong point.
Yep.
Now, John Longmire, as we know, has got a different viewpoint, Jim, because he has a team in Sydney, and he knows that that is an outpost, Bill, from an AFL sense, and then he heard what Chris Scott had to say, and he's got a take on it too.
I think Chris has got a great perspective on footy. I think he's able to sit back a bit, and even, in those comments, he's also understanding that some things you need to happen for the good of the game. The grand final is played at the MCG on opposition home grounds every year. If you talk about equalisation, I think it's having a couple of games up here is probably balances it out okay. And I think from Chris's perspective, he certainly understands that.
It's a bit like Craig McRae last week responding to Lee Matthews. Yes. I love Lee Matthews,
What did Scotty say something about the teams having a head start? Especially this week that have already played.
Well, that's going to be an issue, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, so the Giants play North Melbourne.
Yeah.
They've had a really good knockout or a hit out already.
Yep.
North are virtually playing their first game. Well, they are. Same with the Gold Coast Suns Adelaide.
That's going to be an interesting one because of the match-hardened nature of, you'd think, Gold Coast coming out of it. You've got also 2 teams that played last weekend playing against each other this week, and it's a massive game, isn't it? Well, Carlton and Richmond on Thursday, and that's going to be intriguing because...
And then Collingwood-Sydney.
And Collingwood-Sydney, yeah.
But you can imagine... To Chris Scott's point, you can imagine all of the coaches and the footy departments for the 4 clubs that played that hosted games on the weekend, in other words, Brisbane, Gold Coast, GWS and Sydney, they're all going to be piling into their president and CEO saying, for Christ's sake, make sure this happens every year.
Yeah.
Because this is the greatest free hit of all time.
Yeah.
We get a home game to start our season against a club from Melbourne. We are much more likely to win a home game than we are if we travel down there and play our
full house.
Yep.
So you keep pushing the agenda of growing the game in Melbourne.
And we'll have
them. We, the footy department, only care about the fact that from now on our season starts with a home game. Mm. I mean, you can't blame them, but that's what they're doing. And so for Chris, he's turning around saying, you're just giving these mobs a free hit.
Yeah.
Every year you're making us travel there.
Now, that's true, but then others will say, well, you've got your own boutique stadium and you play
of
8 home games. And I take the view, Jim, that you've got 23 matches in this current 2024 season, spread over 25 weeks. You'll sort it out by the end of the 23.
No doubt you will, saying is that's where Horse is coming from. He's coming from, yes, it's a grow the game agenda, but for God's sake, keep it, because we get a home game to start our season every year.
We like the
How long are we going to go with this season, by the way? In the last, what, 3 years? We've had 2 weeks added to a season that was already too long.
Yeah,
are we going to end up with 30 weeks?
Well, it seems to be that way. I've still got the view, and I think you share it, don't you, that less is better. From an NFL 100%. Perspective, now they've increased their matches NFL from 16 to 17, and I see there's a current push to make it even 18. Yeah. But even then, it's a compacted home and away, in inverted commas, season.
What
for
do the players? The players want less, don't they? If you ask the players.
You say that, but then they never push back on it, and they also get more money. The game in Gather Round last year created extra money for them.
And so round zero?
Round zero won't, because it's just still inside the confines of the overall season. It's not an extra game. It's just an extra weekend of competition, but it's not an extra game. But they got extra money to play. They do talk about a bill, but ultimately the Players Association signed off on it and regularly signs off on initiatives the AFL puts through them.
Well, I actually loved the fact that we saw full houses pretty much across the board.
Yeah.
And if you're getting a full house in games in Sydney and Brisbane or in New South Wales and Queensland, that's got to be a good result.
Yeah.
And the only one that wasn't, Giants. Especially at the Giants. Yeah, they've all come along and they've seen how well the Giants, they've improved how good they were. Mm. They're going to come back, surely. You'd think
think so, wouldn't you? On the
you'd hope so.
Yeah, on the livestock venue.
Yeah, the poor old Coxie.
And the one game that didn't have
can we cover Mason Cox?
Do we need to cover it?
No.
I never felt we needed to.
The greatest lot of crap of. Are we not allowed to have fun anymore?
No, I couldn't agree more, Jim. I said this all weekend once you realised what happened. And then thankfully, he's been able to produce some information and evidence and down the ground footage that suggests that there is nothing to talk about here. And I think people lost their minds.
He had a smile on his face. Yep. He happened to be in a position where he could go and do something that was fun.
Yep.
If you ask Big Mummy, the only thing he would like to have been facing in the other direction.
Yeah, I think he would have said.
Where I reckon Mace maybe not have taken it on.
But it goes to show, I think, what we do in the AFL. We need to, the AFL sent the Please Explain, and I think they're to blame for some of it that's going on. But remember Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce picked up the equipment of the kicker for the Baltimore Ravens, Justin Tucker, in the playoffs. Mm. Just picked it up, turfed it through it, abused him at the time, snubbed him, and then spoke about it after match, called him a dick, and they just move on. And there was no reason for the NFL to get involved.
What did he call him?
I don't need to read it, Bill. I just said it then.
Oh, what did you listen to Bill.
Yeah.
What did he call him to say?
D
he could
dot,
do it again?
Dot dot.
A dick.
Yeah.
That's cock to me. No. Oh, no.
All right, on that note, we'll make it to a break. Purple, more with you next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, I'd love a curried sausage right now. Or a beef schnitzel.
Damien Barrett has stuck around ahead of round one on Thursday nights.
Jim, I was at a Channel 9 launch today. Ooh. A lot of people, a lot of who's who was there in attendance, AFL heavies, media heavies, Nine Network heavies, and looked around the room at one stage and saw Fat.
Fat
in the back of the room. And I wanted the same thing.
Bill,
I couldn't work out why he was there because he walked away from us.
Doesn't work for 3AW, so why were you there?
And then I then learnt that Eddie McGuire was hosting and had a lot of people up on stage. And then toward the end of it, he said, "We've got a big announcement. And Bill Bellness, could you please come to the stage to make this announcement?" And Bill gets up there and he goes, "In Gather Round, we've got this massive announcement. We're going to bring in people. It's the big promotion of the year. And Bill, take our audience through what you're about to do." Bill goes, "I don't know what I'm doing."
I haven't been briefed. I hadn't been briefed as yet.
The whole room just went flat,
Jim,
and the build-up to the crescendo of the announcement.
Build something up magnificently to a crescendo.
Which he can do.
And then so when that point came, and it's Bill, deliver the big news.
Yeah. Just like grand final day.
Yeah.
No, Jim. Nothing. To your credit, you said, Eddie, I don't know, maybe you could tell the crowd what I'm doing.
Did he take it and run with it? Wow.
What are you doing?
I'm going to Adelaide on a bus.
Oh, really?
On
we're
a
talking
bus.
Gather round. I'm going to Adelaide.
Yeah. No, on a bus. With 10 people.
No.
And we go over there. It'll be a nice bus trip. And then we get there that night. We're having a function over there, Jim. And one lucky couple will win a brand new car.
Yeah.
And they have the car for the whole week and they get accommodation and come along.
And they get to spend the day with you.
Yeah, a day. And
this is on a Tuesday, by the way, so he's going to miss the show.
Nothing you won't do for money.
No, there's not.
You are the greatest money. Working lady I've ever and that includes there's a few in the bloody frame to win this race, by the way, but I reckon you're the number one. You'll do anything.
Just trying to
that's true, Bill, because someone on the way out today suggested you might have actually had a reason to arrive there today too.
No, that's not true. Don't say that.
It's frightening.
No.
Do you still do those stupid messages for 60 bucks?
Cameos.
Yeah, cameos. Yeah, he does.
They add up.
60 bucks.
They add up.
They add up.
And the smile on the kiddies' faces when they see it. I've never seen anything like it.
G'day, Warren. It's Bill. Insert name here. Yeah. Good on you, Bill. Go Cats. That'll be 70 bucks. It's actually frightening.
Parrish has got a hammy too. He can't won't play for Essendon.
So what are we doing with selection, Purple, coming into this first round?
That they will get back all of, or at least some, or one of Dusty Martin.
So what does that mean?
Well, we don't know until team selection, Bill. No, well, Tom Lynch, as we know, hasn't played since round four last year. Yeah, and there's Jaden Shorts on public record today at a media conference, hoping that all three come back.
Dusty?
In. Nankervis, yeah. Dusty, Nankervis, and Lynch. He's hoping all three come back. But until we see the teams, we don't know. The Bulldogs will announce some fresh faces too, obviously.
You said four.
Well, Riley Sanders just has to play.
I mean, surely.
I've heard Luke Beveridge talk of him in ways I've never heard coaches talk about first-year players. I mean, he's so exciting, isn't he? And he has said that he's the best, in his eyes anyway, equipped first-year player that he's ever seen. Yeah, that's before playing a game of footy. But we saw a hint of it in the two scratch matches they played. He just looks as though he's been doing it for 10 years.
Well, so, player of the carnival last year, so he comes
in with
great credentials. Yeah, whatever that award's called.
Who are the other three?
James Harms will make Bulldogs debut, having come from Melbourne. Nick Caulfield, good story, Nick, because he was banged up at St Kilda, and they just made the view, and he did too, that sometimes you just need a fresh start.
Yes.
And I'm really glad, because he was a top 10 draft pick in his particular year in question, and also expectation that Lachie Bramble from Hawthorn will play as part of that. Joel Selwood's stand gets opened on the weekend, Bill.
I tell you what, it is magnificent. You'll love it when you see it. But there's a
lot of chairs.
There's a lot of standing room. There's 4,000
chairs,
standing room spots.
I think
that's
Jim's onto something. I've seen this with my own eyes.
What have you?
The standing
room. How many eyes?
It looks good. Four. It looks good. But I think Jim's got a point.
No, no.
The fact that the steel.
I know where you're trying to go.
Dodgy last year, and they just didn't have enough to complete it.
What would we ask me and Steve Hocking? Oh. We ask the sponsors and supporters what they want. You know what they come back? We want standing room.
What do we want?
We want standing room.
When do we want it? Now.
And it took another 6 months, but we got it.
Yep.
So a lot of standing room. You'll love it. You know what means,
Jim? Will you watch the game from there? Or in the Cotton-On box?
I'll be on the Cotton-On box.
Oh, you'll be in the teeth of that magnificent wind too come July with that standing room.
But
the beer will freeze in your hand.
It's gone from about 24,000 to 40,000 capacity now.
Right.
You know what that means? A lot more supporters from the opposition. They'll be able to get
in there now.
Really?
Because it used to be about 60.
About 70.
in the Ford pocket.
70. So you'll get a lot more opposition supporters there, which could be interesting.
Will you fill it every week?
Well, that is an interesting question. We'll see.
We'll revisit this in a bit.
Hey, feel for the boys that have blown their knee up round one.
You do, Jim, don't you?
We touched on a bit of this
over the course of the weekend, but you're referring obviously to Sam Doherty, who now undergoes a third knee reconstruction on top of the two that we know of serious bouts of cancer that he's overcome. Yep. So the resilience already attached to that person knows no bounds, and he's going to go down that path again and seek to come back after a third one. But it's just sad, isn't it,
when
you know what
he's
gone
through. And a ripper bloke too. We all love.
And the effect it had on the team, it's just very hard for Carlton people to deal with.
Yep.
As it is for Brisbane Lions people with Kitty Coleman, who went down just before halftime of that same game. They were both injured in the first half, and he now won't be seen again. The guy, as we know, who got votes officially in the Norm Smith Medal count last year was in front.
I thought you could see in Fages' press conference how devastated he was. Not only do you hate seeing that as a coach because of the individual's own, you know, demeanour and next year, but also how important he is to what they do.
Yeah.
They don't have another version of him.
No, and I spoke to Chris Fagan about the Lions, and he raised his name regularly in this chat I had, and I raise that now because he's got a real soft spot for him, Jim. He referred to the fact that he's the first person in his family to buy a house and how proud that was. He's got a young family and just how he'd grown as a person. And this is what he was talking about only 2 weeks ago. And then first game back, as you said on the weekend. First game back and now out for the year. And then
how do you replace him, by the way, as you're getting it?
Because the old Rich Flavor's gone.
Yeah, Rich Flavor's gone. Beautiful left foot. So maybe Zorko might have to go back and run. because they need that run.
To your point, Billy, he was one they were identifying as going to be the bridging of the 4-point loss in a grand final to rectifying that as a key part of it. So Callan Ward, this happens to him regularly, doesn't it? He just gets banged up and was caught in a tackle against Bo McCreary. The AFL cleared that particular moment. I didn't have an issue with him clearing it, by the way. I felt it was just an accident that happened. But unfortunately for him, it's going to be a minimum 4 and quite possibly 8 and maybe even more for him. What are we looking forward to most on the weekend? For me, it's Collingwood-Sydney on the Friday. I mean, there's a heap of matches that appeal and jump off the page. And the one prior to that, the Richmond-Carlton one, I think is equally intriguing. But I really want to see what Sydney can do against the Collingwood.
I agree with that, but we have seen those four teams. Actually, funnily enough, the game we're doing, Hawthorn-Essendon.
Yes.
Big game.
I mean, I don't know where either of those two teams are at, to be honest.
Essendon very short in that game.
Yeah.
Very, very short. The other one is Melbourne and Dogs. That's an interesting game because it's only round one and Melbourne need a win.
Yeah, that's right.
Bill's on fire.
Go with that, Bill.
That's not bad.
No, it's pretty good.
Because you don't know what the Dogs are going to bring, do you? Very good side on paper. You just don't know what they're going to bring. There's some really, really good games. The other one is I've jumped on the bandwagon of the Gold Coast Suns. I'm on it.
You're
especially
on.
Early in the year up there. Yeah. They take on Adelaide, which will be a good game, but jump on the wagon. Me and the grass-eating Matt Rao.
Is that game at Metricon as well?
Yes. No, it's a
starting two weeks in a row
at home.
People's choice.
Oh,
stadium.
My goodness.
People's choice.
You can find out a lot with the draw, Bill.
Yes.
You can find out who the AFL want to succeed.
And who the AFL owns.
And who they also are not so keen to do well. It's an interesting tool.
And Freo, what are they going to do?
Don't know.
As Patrick Smith described it many, many, many years ago when he wrote that famous column in The Australian, the draw / the fixture was the AFL's weapon of mass destruction.
And it can destruct. Nice to see you, Purple.
Likewise.
Well nice being.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's a lot of work went into that.
Not by you.
Oh, no.
James Brayshaw.
He's the king of kings.
And Billy Brownless.
I'm a bit fat at times and I love a beard.
He's everything to me. We need to get the family involved.
Yes.
1-3-3-5-3. Time to hear from them because we've got some unbelievable prizes. This happened in the off-season.
Right.
We were at home. I don't know why this came up on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa and I were watching the television, and up came, for some reason, a photo of the Triple M was on the screen for whatever reason on the telly.
Oh.
And up came an image of Dangerous Dave.
Oh, no, Jim. You shouldn't be telling this. He's listening.
My beautiful better half said to me, "Is that Dangerous Dave? That bloke, that bald bloke with a bad teeth." He said, "I thought he looked like Dave Grohl." She said, "I had in my head that he had a goatee and the long black ponytail, leather pants. I had this rock star
leather pants. Nothing like it.
Dangerous Dave." And she said, "Is that honestly him?"
Oh,
I said,
"Come on,
Lisa. I can't let him down any more gently. That's dangerous." That's why we call him Least Dangerous Dave, because there's no less dangerous man.
Because don't a lot of the singers and bands come in and they hear his name, Dangerous Dave, and then he shows up and they go, "Oh, Christ.
My head like an arse chair."
Is he still there?
He's not here, Dave. He's gone home. Anyway.
In his little... What's he driving? How far away are you from the mic? I'm trying to find Dangerous, you idiot.
He drives a Getz. Hands!
Hands!
1-3-3-5-3.
Yes. What is it?
Who did you see and you couldn't believe how different they looked from what you'd imagined, what you had in your head?
Shit, it's a long one.
Lee thought it was Dave Grohl.
Just chop
he
it up.
He thought he was a rock star. What are we giving away, please, Bartholomew?
Speaking of rock stars, what about this? A double pass to see Incubus. Playing Margaret Court Arena with live as well. Sunday, April 14. Tickets on sale now at tickettech.com.au.
Well, we were going to go with who did you see and couldn't believe how crap they looked, but I didn't want to do that because it's dangerous.
Well.
And we like dangerous.
But, you know, I'll give you a couple. Big booming voices, footy, cricket, whatever it is. Anthony Hudson. You see Hutto? Just a little fella. Good voice. Great voice. Yes. But you wouldn't expect if when you hear him, 13 buddies kick all that, you'd think he'd be a big sort of a fella.
We'll just leave Bill to dig himself out of the hole he's
dug himself
into. We all love Hutto.
Yeah.
I wouldn't use that as an example.
All right, then we'll scrap it.
1-3-3-5-3
If I was Lisa, I wouldn't use poor old Dave.
No, dangerous.
Come on,
he
Lisa.
He deserves it.
What's the question, JB?
Oh, I'm lost. Listen, I've got to write this down.
No, don't write it down.
Yes.
No, we don't want you asking. Come on. Who did you see and you couldn't believe how different they looked from what you had in your head?
1-3-3-5-3
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I have been on plenty of private jets. Oh.
1-3-3-5-3 what are we asking?
When you're blown away by what someone actually looks like, you had a different picture of him in your head, which was Lisa with Least Dangerous Dave. She's just looked at the screen and gone, is that honestly?
That's naughty. Surely that's not
dangerous. Him. You know how much we love you. I don't want him getting distressed.
Exactly.
Because he's our great friend. Mm. He actually did Rapper's job on this show for many years.
I know, and did it well.
And did a brilliant job of it.
Exactly.
Brendan joins us first.
What are you trying to say?
Very good he was.
All right, Brendo, who couldn't you believe when you finally got to see him what they look like?
Scotty Owen, when I was at Big Red Bash in 2019, he was in the crowd and he walked past me and said, you know, get a selfie with you. Yeah. So my wife was spewing because she just left midnight oil on. She just left to go back to the caravan about 2 minutes beforehand. She loves him.
The living end.
Living end.
And he's such a little fella.
Is he?
I thought, yeah. That base that he plays must be smaller than a normal one.
Oh. He often does the standing base.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good looking.
I'm sure that's not the proper name for it, the standing base.
Well,
the double base.
Double base.
All right. Stay there, Brenda. I like that. One, Alistair joins us.
From
he's out there.
Coramburra.
Who is it with you when you finally got to see him? You couldn't believe it.
When I was in high school, I went to play at the Parliament House in Melbourne and bumped into Jeff Kennett. And I'd always seen him on TV, and I couldn't believe how big his hair was.
It is big.
Like Trumpy.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's high, isn't it? When he combs it back, he's got height.
I saw him
absolutely
last week.
What about the voice?
Yo, hello. Say good day to James.
Yeah, he's quality, Jeff.
Hey, good bloke. Good bloke.
You cannot help but like him. No. Jane in Frankston. Hello, Jane.
Janey.
Yeah, hi.
Who was it with you?
Good, Janey.
Good. Richard Clapton.
Ooh, we
love it. On the Avenue.
Yes.
I thought, oh, he sounds so sexy. Then I saw him in a film clip and I thought, oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
His hair was everywhere. Oh. Wasn't good looking.
Stay on the line. That's cool. Yeah. Maddie in Aintree. Where's that, Maddie?
Aintree.
Rockbank, fellas.
Out the back there, Werribee out there.
That's right, isn't
Thanks,
it?
Bill.
Closer than Melton, Bill.
They got a good golf course.
I reckon it's Melton way, Bill.
They got a good golf course.
All right. There. When you saw this person, you couldn't believe what they actually looked like. Who was it?
NRL commentator Dan Ganane.
Oh, our man.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah. He had a beautiful voice, but yeah, I always pictured him as a middle-aged 60-year-old, maybe a bit of a Ray Warren type bloke, but
yeah,
he's a lot younger than I thought.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And what
right.
else would what else disappointed you?
What else?
Oh, no, he's a good bloke. I love his commentary.
I'm hoping he's you were going to say, because then we'd turn it around in the summer.
Yes.
Play it when he's one of the greats.
He's going all right, isn't he?
No, he's superb. Mm. He's quality. All right, stay there. Like that, William in...
Jeez, where are these joints?
Where's Wanalta?
William.
G'day.
Where's Wanalta?
Near Shoalbarnabin.
Where's that?
Oh, Toot Morgan country.
Yeah.
Good all right. Footballer too.
Now, Matt, William.
Yes.
I want to ask you this question. Who, when you actually saw them, couldn't you believe how bad they looked?
That's not the
Bill Brownless. I thought he would be a lot skinnier than he is.
You thought I'd be a lot skinnier?
Yeah, playing footy and in the three premierships.
No. Got the wrong bloke. But then, when did you see me last?
I've never seen you in person, but I'll search up on the school laptop.
The school laptop. And I looked a bit fat, didn't I, Will?
I'll tell you what, William.
I pictured you different.
You'd be disappointed if you saw him now.
Oh. No, I've dropped off.
You have dropped off. No, that's true.
And so has William, thank God.
I can't see any further down. Is that all
No, that's
take?
It. That's all,
all
we
right.
got.
All right. So, prizes.
Well, Alistair was good with Jeff Kennett, yes, or I Matthew like too with Dan Ganane.
Well, which one? You choose, Rabbits.
Well, what about they both can head along to see Live and Incubus? They are playing Margaret Court Arena Sunday, April 14, and they're also playing Mornington Racecourse Saturday, April 13. Ticketmaster.com.au for tickets.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Beautifully done.
Oh, well done.
Why didn't we put all those ones across that said I couldn't believe how good JB looked when I...
Oh, JB, there is one. Oh, Sean.
No, about five.
Gary.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what ones. People often say, that they can't believe how tall I am, because I spend my whole time sitting standing next to you or Gary or Sam or... All massive bastards. Everyone thinks I'm a midget.
You are well.
I'm not.
They saw you on Friday. They
you got no
your red
shoulders.
Head.
Red. Oh, you're a redhead, no shoulders, skinny.
It's a rush hour,
tall,
Triple M.
And attractive.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
After the break, we're not having a break.
Yes, we are.
Not enough O's in smooth. Tommy Mitchell, not too far away, and what I'm absolutely loving, Rabbits, is five that used to be at 505,
which is
became
now
at 525.
Yes,
now it's just wherever we can put it.
Oh, it's not Billy's five at 505.
No, it's not. It's just wherever we can find room.
What are we
for
doing?
It. Well, because there's better stuff.
What?
Like the Guernsey cash, $10,000.
Bloody Guernsey,
$10,000.
Not playing.
Nice,
he's cracked it. Sitting back, arms folded. Like a real baby. Now, who we got here, Rabbits?
I'll hit the opener.
Think you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
That is the best prize ever.
It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash.
Of course it is. Mm. 10 grand on the line. We've got Tommy out there, Warragul. Hello, Tommy.
G'day, mate. How you going?
I'm going beautifully, thank you. How's Warragul treating you?
Yeah, not too bad. The weather's all right. A bit hot over the weekend.
Bloody oath. What do you do, Tom?
A bit of a social worker, Pat.
What are you?
A social worker.
Oh, well, get it out, Tommy. And you're barrack for the Blues.
Yeah, that's correct.
Ooh, good start.
Great win.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good win.
You wouldn't have been feeling too good about yourself at half time.
46 points down, Tom.
Yeah, well, I was out at the bush on Friday night, so I didn't actually get to see it till Sunday, arvo.
What were you doing out in the bush?
Just camping.
Oh, good on you.
Righto.
Yeah.
Just it's a long weekend, Bill.
Would have been hot in the tent.
Bloody hot in the tent.
All right, so here are the rules for you, Thomas.
30 seconds on the clock. We'll read out a current or former player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. We'll accept either answer if they've worn multiple numbers for that same team. You can pass and we'll come back if there is time. And if you get all 10 numbers correct, the cash is yours and your time starts as soon as JB finishes reading out the first player.
Are you ready to go, Tommy?
Tommy!
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Cam Rayner, Brisbane.
16.
Adam Chera, Carlton.
5.
Steve Canelio, GWS.
3.
Job Watson, Essendon.
4.
Jordan Dawson, Sydney.
Pass.
Ryan Bastanak, Brisbane.
Pass.
Graham Johncock, Adelaide.
10.
Peter Burgoyne, Port Adelaide.
7.
Cam Zerha, North Melbourne.
22.
Boy, you're going, he was
going
on
beautifully.
It was the first four. Bang, bang, bang. Jordan Dawson, Sydney, 34. Tough one. And Bastanak at Brisbane. That was a hard one. 4.
Yeah, and then the stiff one.
A stiffy Johncock. He got that.
Yes.
Oh, no, 18. He didn't. He said didn't. 10. He was 18.
Peter Burgoyne, 7. Cam Zerha, 44. And we didn't get to the final one, so we'll hang on to that for
we'll
another day.
Hang on to that.
Righto. All right. Bad luck, Tommy. But
that's all right.
You don't go away empty-handed from anything attached to this show.
That's
I think
right.
This might be one of the best consolation prizes we've given out.
What have we
out
got for him?
Two GA passes to the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix on race day.
Rabbits. Tommy!
Oh, bloody nice.
We were hanging on to them for us.
Yeah, Rabs.
Well, I thought so too, but Zoe said give them away.
Wow.
We need to have
that's
a
sold out, by the way, the Grand Prix on race day.
That's race day.
That's race day. Double pass.
When we get race day tickets, though, we hang on to them.
Yeah, Zoe.
So. They stay with us.
Exactly. All but right. Tom will be there.
Tommy. Beautifully done, Tommy.
Well, there are limited tickets still available at grandprix.com.au. How do you spell Grand Prix, Bill?
GF.
Well done, Tommy. No, thanks, Jim. No, yeah, good. Right. Righto. Go and enjoy that Warrigal. Yes. All right, Bill. So our man Onion will be happier.
Yes, he will be.
He's watching the purse strings tightly.
One of the great segments, 5 at 5:05.
Well, no, it wasn't a great segment. That was the problem.
It's been pushed back.
Well, we should be pushed out. Is that next?
That's next.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm kind of ready. I'm dancing in the dark at the moment.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And I'm number one nuff.
So you are.
It's time now, Bill, finally.
Yes.
For this.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Very good today, Jim.
And we haven't done it yet.
No, it is. Yes. 5 at 5:15 today. That's what I like, because the people wanted to listen to. They said, can you put it back later? And I said, yes.
Not one person's ever said that.
A lot of people, Jim. Great feedback.
Anyway.
It's very good today. We start with number...
What's at number 5, Fat?
2 pitch invaders at the SCG on Thursday night, or streakers. And the TV broadcast, they don't show that. By instruction. But let me tell
you,
the Triple M footy team, they loved it.
So we've got an invader on the ground who's in a Sydney jumper. One's already been taken off. The other's a hell of a lot quicker than the security guards. Oh. Now he's got a problem. He slipped over at the vital moment, and he's buried into the SCG turf. And a security guard went with him as well and slips over. And now 5 of them pile in because, I don't know why, but they do.
He did get emptied on that bloke.
Oh, yeah. That's Jack's best calling, I think. No. He's fantastic.
He's
the best he's ever done there on the streaker.
How about number 4, Bins?
Nathan was at the airport with Damo. They were flying to Brisbane, and a punter gave them some feedback about what they thought of Damien.
Bet you're into surface, Damo.
Well, past surface, though. I had a nice little trek between where I was staying right the way down to Main Beach and also the other way up to Burley.
Did someone at the races tell you how sexy you look with that beard? Did that happen, Damo?
At the Gold Coast races?
No, at the Melbourne races.
In the off-season?
Yes. He's have a look at him.
You're an idiot.
He's very happy with his beard.
He's got a bit of Richard Gere about him.
Yeah.
He's happy, Damo.
I wouldn't have thought Richard Gere.
No.
Howie, that's pushing the boat way too far.
But he is. He is happy with it.
He's happy full stop at the minute.
He just waltzes in here like he owns the joint.
Yep.
What's at number 3, Cocko?
Oh, thank you. The Peepers Caller. Of course, Barry Denner, the people's caller.
Peepers caller.
The people's caller on Triple M.
He's the people's caller.
Well, of course Barry Denner. We love him. He just got the first gamer at Collingwood, whose name is Charlie Dean. He just got him mixed up a bit.
And he finds Maynard with a short pass. Into Roger Dean. Roger Dean. Charlie Dean.
Who's Roger Dean?
He's played for Richmond. That's how I play him, Joey.
It's back to not 70.
I've given myself up there.
He played for Richmond in 1957.
Come on, Roger Dean. You can't be going back that far.
He's a very good player from 57 to 73 with Richmond. 245 games, his first game was in 57. The people's.
Right.
Jim, get that right.
Okay, I will.
Give us number 2, Smack.
Oh, Isaac Smith. We might have heard this over the weekend, but I loved it. We got some nice bits of Isaac joining the Triple M team. He was on fire.
Is Danger flat with you about the Norm Smith? Has he got over the fact that the judges gave you the votes? Because he thought he was pretty handy in the premiership decider.
I don't know how he could be flat. I had 36 and kicked 3. They were all in the first 3 quarters. Danger rocked up. It was 4th quarter. And he's had 10 touches and he wanted the Norm Smith. Go home, buddy.
And out the back was mobbed by people. Sydney fans wanting, even Sydney fans want a photo with him and a signature, etc. There's a line for him, so he's still got the...
I did bet the Swans in 2 granny, so...
Got his eye in.
Oh, and then, of course, got ahead of himself, Jim. And normally things come or go worse from there.
It's a humid day in Sydney today, and the ball might be breezing up a little with all these masks going down, Kate.
They walk to the ground like Jay-Z. Did you see him when he rocked up today?
Don't worry about him. Let's talk about you for a minute. Just for those playing along at home, Isaac Smith had the mic pointing straight up in the air. That's what you've got to talk into, Isaac. That's what we do.
Oh, come on, Isaac. Get ahead of himself, Jim, and then add the mic up there.
All right. First week.
Yes.
He'll get stronger.
Yeah, he will.
I like him.
Right. Thank you.
What do you got at number one, Bill?
Oh, Glenn Phillips took one of the great catches in Test cricket to get rid of Marnus on the weekend.
On 90.
On 90. Let's have a listen to it.
Oh, edging, edging, gone! Gone! He did. He went after one outside the off stump, had a little fiddle, and that's a beauty for the Black Caps and so desperately needed.
Oh, what a catch, Glenn Phillips. That X Factor. Diving full length to his right. Oh, it's a screamer.
He was having a great day, and then he had to face Pat Cummins.
Oh, penis.
Leave it. Leave it alone.
So, Jimmy said...
Oh, penis.
Well, about our man?
Well, takes us back to...
Oh, and the dick!
Which takes us back to...
Oh,
right in the veg.
We can't go with that one.
Why can't
we? Elise is sacred.
Yeah, Healy.
Sacred.
Yeah, but we if we highlight the blow...
Oh, penis. Oh.
That's unreal. That's a new one, isn't it?
It is.
See, well done. That was good, wasn't it?
Not bad.
Not bad. You like it?
I wouldn't take it back to 505.
I think it goes back to 505.
Not bad, Fat.
Yeah, well done.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He should never go on TV, Jace. Jace.
Jace. He's called him Jace.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. We're joined by Premiership Pie, Tom Mitchell.
One of the best ball winners we've ever seen in the game, Tom Mitchell. They need the reply, and he caressed it through, and they come from everywhere. Look at them get around Tom Mitchell.
Advantage play. Mitchell snaps. Another one for the Red Hot Pies.
Number six, Tom Mitchell.
Oh, the resume, Fat.
I know.
Brownlows. Yes. League MVPs. Yes. All-Australians. Yes. Best and fairest.
And?
Premiership player.
Jeez.
Ridiculous.
Not bad.
Actually, I didn't know it was that good myself, Tom, until I got this bit of paper put in front of me.
No, thanks for reading that out. That's always good to hear that after a not-so-good game on the weekend. But
what happened on the weekend? I haven't seen it yet. I'm doing your game, so I will be having a look at it. But what, in your view, happened?
I think we were just outplayed, to put it in simple terms. I think the Giants, you know, they seemed very hungry. They pressured us really well. You know, we were off in a few aspects of our game, which we'll be keen to address this week, and you know, try and nullify some scoring. We got scored pretty heavily against, so that'll be something we try to get on top of this week.
Yeah, over 100 points against Collingwood. That's good.
Mm.
So Collingwood had 7 more shots, Jimmy, boys. Yes. So they had plenty of the ball inside 50, but the Giants kicked 7 more goals overall. Callum Brown kicked 5. Mm. Callum Brown.
Yes.
Good effort. So, no, they were good. They were good. But you, what do you take out of it? The mouth guards to training or anything like that, or just don't do that anymore?
No, we don't do that anymore, although, you know, we do need to get back to work. That's been the mantra. And, yeah, clearly, you know, every other team is out there improving at a rapid rate. And so we need to do our best to keep up with everyone. And, yeah, I guess, you know, teams are going to, you know, want to play against Collingwood. And, you know, after the year we had last year, it means nothing now. So we need to get back to work, back on the horse and, yeah, really pumped for Friday night.
So what do you make of that? The great Lee Matthews just commenting in the media, which is what he's entitled to do. In fact, probably more entitled to do than anyone in the history of the game.
Everyone listens.
But they do. Talking about over-celebrating and, you know, you've got to be able to put that behind you and get on with it. And your coach turned around and said, well, it's the modern way and we're embracing the modern way. Where do you fit with all of that?
Yeah, I've probably changed a little bit in my view of that since getting to Collingwood. I think you need to enjoy the good times, and that's one thing that Fly is very big on, enjoying the good times, because, you know, before you know it, footy could be over for anyone at any point. So it's been really good to go back down that path and really appreciate and enjoy what we're doing, because sometimes you forget you're doing what you love. But yeah, at the same time, we understand as well that if you hang on to that for too long, that you're going to fall behind the pack. So I think it's a healthy balance, which was what we're looking for.
A big game, by the way, coming up against the Swans. Intense rivalry, Rabbits, and we've got to point Pies fans somewhere.
Yeah, celebrate the 25th year of the partnership. Emirates and Collingwood are giving Pies fans the best seats in the house to this Friday's match. One lucky winner will win two tickets to the Emirates Lounge. Ooh. Money can't buy experience, JB, on the Ponsford stage, where they can enjoy every chase, tackle and goal. Mm. We'll tell you how you can win those coming up in about 5 minutes.
Oh, I like that. Now, Brody Grundy, coming up against, of course, and I really like the way he went about it against Big Maxie Gorn. Sort of made it personal, it looked like.
He did. He got, got in early, didn't he? Got underneath him there. So Brody's playing against his old side again.
Yeah, he was really impressive last week, and I think everyone knows that he's a great player, so I'm sure that he'll be, you know, up and about again this week, and our rucks will, you know, be up for the challenge too, hopefully. Big Darcy Cameron had a good game. We've got Big Coxie in there too, so hopefully the two of them can handle that.
So Coxie won't do too much before the game this week?
I don't think so, no.
That's been the biggest overreaction I've ever seen.
Say, you're allowed to have fun, aren't you?
Oh, mate.
We're not living in bloody Russia.
No, I know, Tim. I know, and there was nothing in that.
Just had a bit of fun, and Big Sausage wouldn't have minded.
Well, I think if he knew what was coming in,
he
might have
tasted. Came from where he came from.
Do we like round zero?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Yeah, I thought it was good to get up to the northern states. It was definitely different, but, you know, if it helps grow the game, I think it's only a good thing. And, you know, it's only 6 days later that we're back at the G. It's not like we're losing games at the G overall. So having said that, really looking forward to getting in front of the Pies fans at home again at the G.
And also unfurling the flag. Oh, that'll be big. Oh, the supporters, they'll be crying. Oh, look at that. You allowed to watch it, or you'll probably be indoors?
I'm actually not sure. Do you guys know when they're doing that? Or I've got no idea.
I don't. Pre-match, but I'm not sure when.
I think that'll be more for the fans. Yeah, I assume we'll be indoors getting ready to go. But, yeah, it would be cool to see a glimpse of it.
Have you seen the doco?
I've seen the doco, yeah.
Apparently it's brilliant. It I haven't really seen good. It. But a couple of people whose opinion on those sort of things I value highly said to me that it is superb.
It was really cool just to see. Like, we didn't know the whole final series that the camera crew were in and amongst the rooms. You're sort of locked in on what you're doing, but they filmed all the behind-the-scenes footage, and, yeah, rewatching it just brought back some really good memories.
Yeah, good, though.
When you're playing...
It'd be good to do one of those.
They reckon it is absolutely brilliant. Tell me, getting back to Brody just quickly, what's your mindset when you play against blokes that you played with?
Because I didn't play with Brody.
Oh, didn't you?
Yeah, sorry.
I played against WA when I left to play for South Australia, I couldn't think of anything better. Like every batter that came out that you'd played against, you had give personal it information on.
Yes.
Never nasty.
I would
have
been.
Just drop some of the real basic stuff that they knew that you knew just to try and get them annoyed, Bill.
What about the bowlers when they were buying?
Not as much. You would obviously with Hawthorn and all the journey you've been on, when you play against blokes that you like from other teams.
Yeah.
It's always
a little bit of fun. Like, you know, Sydney, I didn't play with Brody, but they're my old team. So I still got a number of guys there I played with. And, you know, you have some good banter with all the trips away over the years. So, yeah, there's always a few funny comments that come up. And that's what makes footy fun as well.
Do you play with the lizard?
Didn't play with the Liz, but I know the Liz a bit. He was...
How good is he?
He's a good player.
When he goes on those runs, Bill.
He doesn't know where he's
going. He's got no idea what he's doing.
Where am I going to go here? Oh, bang.
And then he tries the kick on the 45 across the body, and I reckon he's absolutely brilliant.
Are we going to play a game?
Are we doing it now? Or?
With Tommy?
When we come back?
We'll come back. We'll have a break, Tommy. Because you're good with numbers, they tell us.
Apparently, yeah. I've football numbers. Not numbers, but I've got... I can recall players' numbers from
get a few
early
numbers,
days.
Do you?
Hopefully, I'm not actually as good as with current day players, so we'll see how that goes.
When are we giving these tickets away, Rip?
End of next break.
All right. Tommy Mitchell, stick around. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. I don't know how many. Does this work, this thing here? Yeah. Microphone, hello.
Yes.
Tom Mitchell from the Collingwood Football Club has stuck around. By the way, they are unfurling the flag this Friday night at the MCG against the Swannies.
That will be brilliant. Now, we're not going to go back through the fact that he went to Hale over in Perth and then went to Claremont. We're on the legend. We've done that before, Bill.
Thank God.
So it's down on the page, but we won't go there.
No.
But what we are going to do with you, Tommy, is play a bit of Guernsey cash, because we do this every afternoon with the listeners. And one bloke took 10 grand off us.
Hmm.
He got 10, all 10 in, what, 30 seconds?
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Unbelievable. So he was. He said, I've been waiting my whole life for this comp.
Exactly.
He said, all I know is footy numbers.
Who's been the best footballer so far we've had on?
Jack Steele. Jack Steele got 10 out of 10. Yeah.
Righto. So
good luck.
Here we go.
Is now, there 10K now, up for grabs today or not?
No. It'll go on your TPP. So Jim's going to read out the player and the team.
TPP.
How did he get that? I don't know, but well done.
Yeah. You've got to give the number. All right. Thomas?
Clock ready?
Yep.
When I finish the first name, then we get started. Barry Mitchell, Collingwood.
Six.
Dan Hanbury, Sydney.
Four.
Marty Matner, Sydney.
29.
Ooh. Jaron Geary, St Kilda.
Jaron Geary. Pass, I'll come back to it.
Hamish Hartlett, Port Adelaide.
Eight.
Alan Christensen, Geelong.
Ooh. 28.
Alan Christensen, Brisbane.
Wow. Three.
Johnny Patton, Hawthorne.
Oh, I should know. I played with him. He was 12 at Giants. Not sure about
Brody Smith, Adelaide.
Not bad. What was Jaron Geary?
Jaron Geary was 14.
14.
Or 42.
Yeah.
And then Jono Patton, 25.
Yeah, big Johnny.
He's up on the
Gold Coast.
He's going all right in the real estate game.
Yeah, he's changed careers and doing well from all reports.
Brody Smith, 33.
Yep.
And then Barry Mitchell, Sydney.
10.
Oh, and 49. Then. I saw Banger the other day at Icon Park. He's looking all right. He was looking for a beer.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Watching the footy, drinking a beer sounds pretty accurate.
Banger, a good man, good player. Good
player. Oath he was.
Yeah, exactly. So big game, Friday night, Concord Sydney, yes, unfurling of the flag. Your 198th game.
199.
Well, it'd be actually 199 because you played 199. Right. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, closing in on the double ton, I guess. So, yeah, obviously a few more games to get through. But, yeah, it's going to be a huge game. Sydney looked good last week, so be a big challenge.
And fourth in the Norm Smith voting, by the way.
Was he?
We're talking about the resume.
Behind Bobby.
Provincial winner Bobby. So that just proves that when it matters most, Bill, unlike you, Tom was able to deliver.
That's right, Tom.
He was good that day, Bobby Dazzler, wasn't he?
He was good. 198 games. Geez, there's been some superstars that have played 100. If you just finished now, Tom, you're with an elite group.
Not really. Yeah. You love getting away. What happened in the off-season?
Yeah, I do. I went to America, do a trip each year with the ball magnet stuff. We went over there and did plenty with the Aussie athletes over there. Josh Giddey, Dyson Daniels, the boys at the Dallas Mavericks, Josh Green and Dante Exum. So it was an awesome trip.
So explain the ball magnets with the basketball side of things. How does that work?
Yeah, well, it's similar to the footy concept, I guess, with Cripper and Lockie Neal. We create training programs and things like that. And Josh is helping out with the basketball aspect of that. And, yeah, just trying to give the best insight to all the up-and-coming athletes and people interested in sport.
Josh Giddey, what was he like? Does he love his footy and talk about the footy and all that?
Yeah, he loves his footy. He's a Hawks fan, so that's how we initially struck up a relationship. And, we're trying to get him over to Collingwood now as well. So normally he's sitting in a box somewhere. He's a high roller now. He's in the NBA.
Yeah,
so
bloody hope.
Speaking of Cripper, what a superstar, by the way, and how good was he at round zero. But have you ever seen a footballer look sorer when he plays the game?
Well, yeah, he carries a heavy workload, doesn't he? He's always got the shoulders taped and the strut. It kind of sums him up, doesn't he? Normally a bit of blood coming off the cheek. Looks pretty tough. I could be like that.
And then he bounces straight out of a pack. Like nothing wrong with it.
At one stage, I reckon it was in the third quarter, he was full back.
Yep.
And then full forward. And then in the ruck. And then at half back. Within 2 minutes.
Mm. Pretty impressive. He's a good man, Cripper. And hopefully, I know he's bloody keen on team success. So hopefully, he gets a taste of it because he deserves it.
Can't believe they won that, by the way.
It was actually incredible.
46 points down at the Gabba. Brisbane don't lose at the Gabba. I don't know how they won. Did you watch it? Did you watch my
I saw
footy?
The first half. I thought I was going to wake up in the morning to a big margin.
100
to
points.
Yeah, or 70 plus, something like that. Yeah. And I couldn't believe the score when I saw it in the morning.
I loved Harry Mackay. That's awesome.
Kicking that goal.
Because you're watching it thinking this is 50-50 at best. Earlier in the game, he dropped one then shanked it miles right. And I'm thinking, poor bastard, this is going to haunt. He's going to have a whole week having questions about this. And he went back and slotted it.
Would you ever offer your services after goalkeeping, Bill?
No. Yeah. Oh, it depends how much it was, Tommy, of course. But
did you watch on the front bow when you explained how to kick a torp?
I missed that. I might have to go back and rewatch.
How many goals you kick?
You just hold the ball and kick it. So I don't reckon he'd make a goal kicking.
Have you ever kicked a torp?
Oh, it'd go over the jam tin about 20 metres.
What is your longest goal, do you reckon?
Oh.
25?
I'd like to say 50, probably 25.
Oh, 50!
Can handball 50, can kick 20.
So getting back to the programs, the footy one, the basketball, et cetera, how do people access that?
Yeah, online. Online on the Ball Magnets website. And yeah, we also have the Ball Magnets podcast. We've released merchandise, which sold out pretty quickly today. So there's a few little things that are going really well there. We'll have to get you guys a tea.
All right, so let's give these tickets. How are we doing the tickets, please, Roberts?
Well, give us a call, 133353, if you want to head along, because Collingwood is celebrating its 25th year of their partnership with Emirates and giving Pies fans the best seats in the house for this Friday night's match. One lucky winner will win a double pass to the Emirates Lounge on the Ponsford stage, where they can enjoy every chase, tackle, and goal. Give us a call now, 133353.
All right, love that, Tommy. Thank you, Tom. To see you, mate. Good luck. Big game against the Swannies.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, another underwhelming performance.
No.
That's why you're getting less. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. You get old, Jimmy. You're just happy to sit back and watch it.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
By the way, 7:30 p.m. tonight on Channel 7, it is the roast of John Cleese.
Yes.
Featuring our mate Limo. So make sure you're watching that 7:30 p.m. tonight on Channel 7.
I did see that.
It's got a funny little bit there, Limo. Actually, it's not bad. And then big hot red Rhonda.
Oh, my God. What was that?
Big red hot Rhonda.
That'd be better, yeah.
She comes out.
Big hot red Rhonda. That's what he's calling.
Big hot red hot Rhonda comes out to him, and she does a nice little sing along too. So that'll be good. Yeah,
I see. How's a nice show.
Feathers are right, are they?
Damo, what? Just out there.
Damo, no, yours.
He's stuck around for your joke. Tom Mitchell.
Still don't know why you're wearing that cap.
No. Tom.
Oh, we did have Tom in. Yes.
Tom, I'm saying a bloody nice show. Yes. And tomorrow.
Yes, who?
A Jay-Z Clark.
Jay-Z.
And Brian. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Yes.
What's Brian
doing? Well, sneaking in here because we got the annual AFL day.
Oh, yes. Oh boy.
Mm. Oh, boy. So Bristle's in.
Yes.
Looking forward
going
to that.
Going well, too.
All right. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
End the day with a laugh.
This is Billy's joke. Save on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Buy
Sponsored.
Three, get one free at Tyre Power.
Sponsored! Sponsored by Tyre Power. Save on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power, Bill.
Ridiculous. See, they've come good. They know a good thing when they stick to it.
Yeah.
When they get on it. Tyre Power. Yeah. Buy three.
That was more teen back in the day. This is Tyre Power.
Buy three and get one free. Jim.
But something's wrong.
I was on the plane.
It's a long
it's
weekend.
A Monday.
I was on the plane the other day, Jim. And for lunch, you could have the white meat chicken or German sausage. Unfortunately, I was seated in the last row. I was hoping for the breast, but preparing for the worst. Jim. I was hoping for the breast, white chicken, but preparing for the worst. German sausage.
He's trying to explain his joke and he can't even explain it. He can't even talk us through why it wasn't funny.
Well, it is funny. To some people.
Rabbits?
Rabbits liked it. I know he did.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, rabbits! You are! There's something wrong
well,
with
no,
you.
Well, no, it's fair.
There's plenty wrong with me.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's
people
a,
like
there's
it.
Some sort of connection
just
between
you
two.
Just because you don't like it. You're...
I'll tell you why I didn't like it, because it's not funny.
Debbie, it's actually okay.
No, it was
just
rubbish.
Just go with it.
Rubbish.
No. Good, Bill. One from one.
I've never sat there on a plane. So
I know, you wouldn't know.
Joke anyway.
The bratwurst.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it was.
Brad. Oh, my God. Anyway, Jay-Z, Bristle tomorrow.
Woo!
You can enjoy them more than you didn't enjoy that.